Blog Talk Radio. Sexy Secrets Radio is meant for an adult audience and contains sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
You finally work up the courage to ask your love interest out on a date. And they said yes. You're ecstatic, but hold up, what should you do? How will you woo your date? Suppose you do the wrong thing and your date doesn't like you anymore, leaving you single for the rest of your life. Well, okay, that's just your anxiety talking. However, making a good first impression is key. So here are three ideas you could use to totally wow your date. First idea, go on a long walk. Scenery is key here, especially when making a first impression. A romantic date is all about focusing on and learning about each other. There's nothing better than going sightseeing together. No distractions, just you and your date. The best places to take a walk might be an evening stroll through your city's park, on the bench, or a trail in a national park. Time of day is extremely important, as well as the weather, when deciding where to walk. Do some research beforehand about the best trails to take your date and the ones that lead to the best spots. One of the most romantic spots are on a hill overlooking the city. And remember, seeing streetlights from afar can be magical. Second idea, play games and puzzles. Nothing is sexier than suspense, and one of the best ways to keep your partner in suspense is through games, like treasure hunts. With clues strewn about, your partner will have to be constantly guessing what is awaiting him or her at the end of the game. Treasure hunts are not the only games you can play, though. You could even have a custom-made jigsaw puzzle with the finished piece, a picture of both of you, or anything else that is significant to you both. This would, of course, be after you have more than an established relationship. The jigsaw puzzle is also a very creative way of proposing to your loved one. Final idea, touch. Where, how, and if you touch depends on a lot of factors, including how much you know the person and how long you've been dating. Even if you've known this person for less than an hour, touch is still important to build rapport and trust. And don't get it wrong, touch is not just about the possibility of a future sexual encounter. It's about more than that. Touching in platonic areas can build trust and friendship. The best places to touch your partner are the areas where you would touch a platonic friend. This shows your date that you're interested in getting to know them more. These places include the upper and lower arm, the small of the back, the upper back, and the shoulder. Don't hold them there for too long. And once some familiarity is accomplished, then you can touch your partner longer and also in more intimate places like the face, neck, and stomach. If you're very familiar with your partner, you can make a game out of touch. You play this game by having pieces of paper with the areas to be touched, plus a description of how you should touch them. Place them in a hat and pick them up blindly. The act should be mild, though, more of a tease. No body part is off limits.
On.
Yeah.
And I'm testing. I'm going to put this down.
Hello, and welcome to Sexy Secrets Radio, where we talk about sex, romance, and relationships. Hi. We're talking, and this is how I'm usually talking in this voice whenever I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
Got Venus sitting next to me. She's going to be my sidekick. I may even say that. Got my dog Venus sitting next to me.
That'd be cool.
She's my sidekick tonight. You want to say hello, Venus? Boo. Boo. I'll lick you.
Are you okay?
I'll lick you. It's like you're a sad barking dog, so I'm going to lick you.
Are you mad? I just want to make you happy.
So we're talking?
And we're talking.
That's our Halloween decorations. So don't knock the decorations over. Bye. She's like, I'm going to need to lick you better because that was terrible.
And we're talking.
And we're talking.
We're talking. You're like a cat.
She's a cartoon. I'm such a cartoon.
We're talking.
We're talking. She's pawing.
She's pawing and mouthing. And,
Let me find my...
So, the idea is to go through body parts. I haven't really prepared much in the way of describing body mechanics as related to our subject.
Okay.
But I can make that up on the fly.
This whole thing, we can make up on the fly.
Yeah, we've got enough knowledge base.
Pardon the intimate interruption.
Love that title.
Oh, and actually, here's my my intro. Better sex positions for mature adults. Do you have pain, injury, or disability, or something else that makes sex positions difficult? Listen to our blog for position solutions to what ails you. Join Dr. Jan and me, Kathy Pepper, as we provide you with things you can actually do to keep the intimacy vibrant. And RTTA. We've got a Sexy Secrets Radio. SSR.
Talk. I'm talking. And don't forget that we have the closing statements that were at the end of that piece of information that I sent you. I think what you said was really key, that just because you have an injury or an illness or a disability or pain or even fear of pain or fear of injuring yourself, that doesn't mean that you can't be intimate. There are other options.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, create new habits.
Right.
You know, think about, you know, the long term. More, you know, if one thing that you've done forever that you love to do is uncomfortable and you can't do it anymore, then
find something else.
Something else. Find a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe modify it or find a way to transfer that same outcome to a different mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I won't maybe remember those words.
I was going to say, you can remember that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't want paper to, I'm going to spread this out so I'm not rustling papers.
No. Sounds like y'all are boring me now. You're not
playing
patty
with me
cake or anything.
You want that?
Hey, go ahead.
This can be your maybe your notes. How's that sound? She's like, okay, bedtime. Nighty night. I don't have to shower or anything because I'm a dog. I'll just lick the places clean that I need them to be.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. I am good.
Hey, and oh wow, let's just turn that off then.
Which I don't expect that anybody's gonna be calling me, but anyway.
Yeah, but mine's still going off.
I'll turn it off.
So I do have a question.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Sexy Secrets Radio, where we talk about sex, romance, and relationships. Laugh and learn with us through our educationally entertaining podcast. And I had been saying I'm your host, Kathy Pepper, but I think we should somehow do a co-host thingy.
Say that first. I'm your host, Kathy Pepper, and my co-host is with me today.
My co-host. Let me just edit this.
I mean, if you want to.
Yes, I do.
I don't know if you wanted to still call it a guest host.
Well,
or a co-host.
I think co-host is better.
Because co-hosts come and go. I mean, you know.
They can.
Look at... Ripa.
Who?
Yeah. I think so. No, today. No. Right. Well, it was Regis and Kathy Lee, and then it was Regis and Kelly, and now it's Kelly and somebody else. And now it's Kelly and the guy from the American Idol. No, Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Oh.
Yeah, Kelly and Ryan. Yeah.
Well, I have backlight. She's having paper.
I'm good. I can see fine. Yeah, just relax and
chill. Talk. That's what we're going to do. We're just going
to
talk.
I'm going to try not to touch my head. Yeah, don't touch that.
So when we get to 15 minutes in, give us a 1-5. Try to kind of start wrapping it up a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like we have at least 2 segments here.
Oh, definitely. So I'm not going to even look at upper body and this other stuff like cardiac and head injury and stuff. I think we need to do that in the next segment. You indicated that the lower body and the back were more important.
I think that's more important, yeah.
So I'm just going to keep it on this page, and then these are closing statements.
And we can do the same closer for both.
Oh, definitely.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to shoot for 20 to 30.
Yeah.
If you'll give us a heads up at 15, we'll see where we're at.
Oh, we are.
Yeah. However, this little device right here, I haven't hit the record button on.
Okay.
So whenever I hit the record button on this,
then we're live.
The official, and I will take it from here, but I'm recording everything.
Okay. And we're not live.
Oh, okay. So we're just okay.
It's private. You would have to have the link, and I haven't given anybody the link.
Gotcha.
Because Blog Talk Radio basically has a filter in it that levels the voices. So I'm recording here for us to have a permanent backup.
Right. Then you can publish it.
Take, download it, cut out what we need.
Which we don't necessarily want to do, but once we crash and burn.
Also, whenever I say my co-host with me is Dr. Jan.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to say from Southern Physical Therapy?
Goodbye.
Okay. Okay. And then Sophie, then I would need you to take the reins for just a second while I go back and search my color notes for our intro that we had talked about.
Right. Okay.
So just need you to give me just
yeah,
a couple of,
right. And I'll say something to the effect of, you know, I've been practicing as a physical therapist and, you know, have a knowledge of body mechanics and you know, various parts. Let's see. Body mechanics and how movement. Okay, I got it.
I'm gonna do special guest is Venus.
Who's now asleep?
She's now kind of snoring. So if you hear a little in the background, this will be my dog. If you do, don't do it like that.
Right.
You got to do that silent yawn when you're in a meeting and like in the middle of a conversation with someone and you're pretending not to yawn. Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, and welcome to Sexy Secrets Radio, where we talk about sex, romance, what?
Too loud. Too enthusiastic.
What? I don't know what happened.
Sexy Secrets Radio is meant for an adult audience and contains sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What I'm going to do is whenever I point to you, wait until I point the second time. I'm basically cueing you, and technically the intro was playing,
oh,
and then you come in.
Okay.
Oh, when you count me down, I thought that was my cue to talk. When you point at me, I'm going.
So don't point until she's ready to talk.
Right.
Sexy Secrets Radio is meant for an adult audience and contains sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to Sexy Secrets Radio, where we talk about sex and relationships. Laugh and learn with us through our educationally entertaining podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Pepper, and my co-host is with me today, and that's Dr. Jan from Southern Physical Therapy.
Good evening, Kathy.
Good evening.
So, I am a practicing physical therapist, and this is going to pertain to a lot of what we're talking about tonight in our subject about body positions, body mechanics, and how that relates to our relationships. So this is going to be a really interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how we have our sexy secret conversations just in a regular intimate setting. You're just sitting on your living room couch.
Yeah, we're in the living room. We're in the living room. We've got Venus, my puppy dog, is in between us, and she's chilling out with us. If you hear a snore, that's because Venus, the dog, is snoring. She's chilling. What?
Oh, okay.
Okay. We can do that.
Guns in the car. No, just kidding.
I know, you're making me yawn now.
Just relax. You looked up right on cue there, girl.
You're like, what? Who? Me?
What?
Venus? What?
What's my name?
Radio show?
What's my name? I think we could stand to slow down.
Hello, and welcome to Sexy Secrets Radio, where we talk about sex, romance, and relationships. Laugh and learn with us through our educationally entertaining podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Pepper, and my co-host with me today is Dr. Jan from Southern Physical Therapy.
Hi, how are you, Kathy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So what we're talking about tonight, this evening, is going to be a little different, a little interesting. We're in a setting. We're sitting in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking. We're sitting on the couch.
With my dog in between us.
Dog.
Venus is chilling.
And we're talking about how we position your body for intimate relationships.
Absolutely. We called it better sex positions for mature adults.
Okay.
We also had a little subtitle, pardon the intimate interruption, # my back hurts.
That's a good one. So as a physical therapist, I can understand how body mechanics plays a lot into how you perform in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. And so what happens if your back hurts? What happens if you just had knee surgery?
Or you can't squat like you used to be able to squat, or you can't put your head over your ears like you used to be able to do.
They just don't go that way anymore.
Because as one of our sayings about relationships through the ages is that our bodies don't work the same way they did when we were in our 20s.
True.
And this is really a very physical approach to that part of the equation.
Right. Well, and everybody knows that, you know, one of the best forms of exercise.
Sexercise.
Right. So it really does use parts of the body that you maybe not normally use during
mm-hmm.
the day. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of flexibility,
mm-hmm.
Endurance, strength even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, I mean, you know, and we even talk about having an assessment of sexual function as part of our standardized physical therapy assessment.
Really?
Yes. It's very much involved, especially in some of our tests and measures where we're talking about activities of daily living. So
that's cool.
It's completely part of life. You cannot exclude it.
Absolutely. And that's why we feel like it's so important that we talk about this. You know, if your back hurts, like you said, if you've had knee replacement surgery or you need knee replacement surgery,
right.
There's a lot of things
yeah.
our bodies
arthritis.
Don't. Yeah, oh, I totally get that one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of things that we can help you guys out with today. So listen to this blog for positioning solutions to what ails you.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Yep. So we want to help you to keep the intimacy vibrant. You know, and that's because that's really, really important.
Right. I like this statement that we were talking earlier before we got before we went online, and you said something like, if your body parts aren't cooperating with what you want your pelvis to do, that can create some difficulty in the bedroom.
True.
So I think we narrowed it down to two fundamental things I think that a lot of people have difficulty with or complain of, either pain or difficulty. And that may be defined as just can't hold a position or can't tolerate being in that position because of either a strain or a weakness, or just you just can't get into a position. But the two main areas of your body, we're talking about your back, and your legs, lower extremity,
knees,
mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what we were going to kind of focus on tonight. And then
later on, we'll address
the upper part.
Other body parts.
Shoulders
and other issues.
And necks and, you know, and other things about, you know, like maybe you have a cardiac issue,
mm-hmm.
or other
ailments or whatever.
Right. Illnesses and disabilities.
Mm-hmm. So how to keep discomfort from ruining your intimacy?
Oh yeah.
I mean that's the key to what we're doing today, and what we're talking about is your intimacy doesn't have to be compromised because you hurt.
Right.
You just might need to find a different way mm-hmm. to create the same positive effects.
Okay.
And
right.
You might have to do something different.
I think it's
get creative.
Important as a therapist. I often ask my patients to identify their pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there are certain types of pain that are definitely dangerous. You know, having
sure.
a pounding headache or having chest pain, you know, if you're having some of those things while you're having intercourse, you know, you might want to stop and think, it's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But
sure.
if your knee hurts or, you know, and you know that you have knee pain or you just had ACL repair or,
mm-hmm.
you know, if your hip hurts, or if your back hurts and it's not something that's life threatening, then let's talk about putting that, that limitation or that disability into context and finding a way to work around it.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's what we're here today to talk about.
Right.
Absolutely.
So injuries from the back, what usually hurts, just, you know, anecdotally, what would hurt, can you imagine,
if your back hurt,
55-year-old?
And you know, I do think you're limiting that 10-year range,
yeah,
because it could be 35 to 75,
be, right,
too.
Especially, you know, having a back injury,
mm-hmm.
maybe after a car accident or,
mm-hmm.
You know, a sports injury, things like that. True. So
I mean, like standing too long,
mm-hmm.
lifting or supporting your partner's weight. Those are things that would be painful.
Bending over.
Yeah. Being in the same position
right.
for too long could
yeah.
be a thing as well.
Yeah, just being able to sustain that position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are some good things of you know, these are kind of cues to say, okay, I'm doing this, and okay, you know, 2 minutes is up, I'm ready to change position.
Well, I think in this discussion, that's a good point too. Is when it hurts, move. Switch.
Yeah.
Do something different.
Yeah, communicate. Say,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is starting to be uncomfortable. Let's try something else.
I'll give you I'll be personal for a minute.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm on top and, you know, when we're finished,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
we enjoy the basking,
of course.
The afterglow
yeah.
thing. But, but it's only a few minutes in before I'm like, this is fantastic, and I really love you and want to continue to kiss your face. I need to get off and lay down.
Yeah.
Like, really fast. Because
my hip hurts.
My hip is killing me because I have arthritis in it.
Right.
So, yeah, that
and
happens.
You know what? That's perfectly okay.
And we laugh about it. I'm like,
yeah,
got to change.
But that's part of life,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot deny that.
I think having in that communication, and we laugh about it because we have a good conversation about it. Nobody's upset about it. But, you know, we laugh because
yeah.
he knows exactly what I'm talking
right.
about.
And, yeah, and having an intimate relationship is just that, knowing what works. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
if standing up hurts, you know, if bending over hurts, then what works? Maybe lying down,
mm-hmm.
sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many intimate options.
Absolutely.
For position and sitting. You know, maybe leaning up against something where you can support your back.
So we sell this thing called the S chair.
ESSE, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's not on my website, but if you would like to come into Pepper's Parties too, I almost always have one on display. Often people just sit in it because it's the most
comfortable thing.
Comfortable freaking chair you could imagine. I always joke and say that mine gets as much non-sexual activity as
right.
it does sexual activity.
It's a good reading place.
It is. Fantastic. And it's kind of shaped like an S. And if you imagine that you're closest to the ground,
yeah.
your head is up and kind of at
right.
an angle,
mm-hmm.
and your knees are up as well.
Right.
So kind of make an S
yeah.
out of that. It's amazingly comfortable for intercourse because for a woman to be on top, you got to be in a little bit of shape.
Yeah.
Well,
you think you're either sitting on your knees.
Mm-hmm, which is not the most comfortable position
right.
on the planet.
Or you have to kind of spread out, and that may not be very conducive.
Or you
got to
do squats.
Or you have to be on your feet and do squats, which endurance-wise,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does the S do?
So what the S does is, I mean, there's a lot of different positions you can do with it. Ideally, I mean, probably the number one position is the male partner in a male-female relationship. The male partner is sitting or lounging on the S. She is sitting across from him.
Right.
But the cool thing is she's not using her knees
right.
to work like you are on the bed.
Floor.
Her feet are on the floor.
Right.
So she has traction,
uh-huh.
and so she can, look, I'm using my hands, like you guys can
see it,
like you guys can see me with my hands. But anyway, so she's able to rock back and
right.
forth, and but using her feet,
right.
and not her knees.
That uncomfortable knee position,
mm-hmm.
either putting pressure on your knees or having them bent to the point where
a weird angle,
right.
yeah.
And you know, a lot of people, especially if you've had a knee injury, either ACL or a knee replacement,
MCL,
meniscus injury. You can't bend your knee past
no.
100 degrees.
No, and my husband
you know.
Has had a complete total
yeah,
knee, and he's been at 120, and I know his doctor would not be proud.
Right. So, you know, and 125 to 130 is what we call normal,
mm-hmm.
You know, for normal activities of daily living. But, you know, if you're squatting, if you're kneeling and sitting back on your feet, that's more than 130.
Mm-hmm.
That's more like, you know, 160.
Almost 180.
Right. That could
yeah.
be extremely uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Cool.
So, so that S chair, now speaking of knees, there's another position that the S chair is really good for if you had bad knees. So let's say if you wanted to do oral for your partner, the S chair comes with this scoop, and the scoop is...
It's a cushion. It's part of the, you know, it kind of fills in the
where your butt would sit if you're
right,
sitting in it.
The curve.
So
right.
it's kind of like a D.
Removable cushion.
It's a
yeah.
it's the letter D.
Okay.
So you would put the flat part of the D in front of the chair, and even with bad knees, you can kneel on
right.
that.
Yeah.
And you can perform oral for your partner
right.
in a most comfortable position.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's
right.
really, really comfortable.
So so that, you know, you have something, a cushion between you and the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and like a good cushion.
Right. Yeah. It's thick. It's what, like 6 or 8 inches thick.
At least. And so that's one thing about that. And I'll tell you a few other things about this chair, too. It is a very dense foam. It is furniture grade material. It comes with a waterproof liner, so bodily fluids can't get into the foam. And then it comes with the full-on perfectly fit cover. So it's like an exact fit.
Besides that, I like it because it looks like a really expensive piece of furniture.
It does. It does. Nobody would ever know that it's a sex chair sitting in your living room or whatever.
Yeah, we have one in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I use it to read on.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows, you know. Our kids
There's clothes piled
There's
on mine
piled
right
on
now. and you know, my nieces who are 11 right now, when they come to stay with me, they love to sit in the chair. And both of their tiny little butts will fit in it because they're little bitty kids. But I always make sure that
it's clean. Right.
It's clean because you can machine wash it.
Right.
I don't put it in the dryer because I don't want it to shrink at all.
Right.
But yeah, for positioning,
it's a great option. You know,
you can also use the the scoop.
Yeah, the cushion
as a lazy doggy style, and put it on your bed.
Right.
So put the D part down,
so
the flat part down. And you're
like
flopping over it on your tummy.
Okay. So you don't have to be on your hands and knees.
Exactly.
Right. And that's another thing is and we're talking a lot of this from the, maybe from the top partner's experience,
mm-hmm.
but you know, if you're a bottom partner, and you know, maybe you're on hands and knees,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, maybe you need your head elevated for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's removable parts, and maybe there's other devices, other types of pillows and cushions, if you don't have an S,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that you can use. But it's
the other thing, the thing that I love about the S over pillows is, and there's a few things.
Mm-hmm.
One, pillows, my bodily fluids can get into the pillow.
You have to have either a waterproof cover, or
mm-hmm.
towel, or something over it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Also, my pillow usually squishes kind of flat.
Right. Yeah.
So I like this because it stays where you put it.
There was something else you were talking about also. We were talking about that hands and knees doggy style.
We have a doggy style strap.
Okay.
So this is made by Sport Sheets. I like this little strap because, all right, here's my little spill about doggy style strap.
Okay.
So I have to rewind a little bit. So normally when you're doing doggy style, if you're in a male-female relationship, the female she starts out in a strong doggy position.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Strong arms, strong legs. I'm
exactly.
Ready.
And then I had an epiphany one night because I realized why I always end up looking like a frog instead of a dog.
Your legs didn't spread.
My legs spread out. It's because he is using my hips to hold both
as
of us
leverage.
Up.
Right.
And I can't support both of our weight.
Okay.
I just can't.
I hear it. Yeah.
And so this is why I end up looking like a frog and not a dog. So the doggy style strap basically wraps. He's holding it with his, again, I'm using my hands. He's using it with his hands, and he wraps this strap around my lower belly. And then he's pulling me up towards him.
Right. So there's another angle of force.
Absolutely.
Right.
We can get deeper penetration,
uh-huh.
and I'm not having to support the weight.
Plus, you're not struggling to try to push yourself back. That's another thing
mm-hmm.
is, you know, if you've got maybe some endurance issues,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people are just disabled, you just don't have the energy to do that. So having to hold yourself up on all fours, plus, you know, push back against maybe your sheets are slick
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you're trying to get a grip or something. And so why not, you know, have a, either a positioning device or, you know, just a better idea of how to do something rather than sacrifice your intimacy.
Absolutely. And I think you said something really important, your sheets.
Yeah.
You know, if you have super slicky satin sheets,
right,
this might not be the best thing for positioning.
Yeah.
You may want some of those good old 10-count sheets.
Yeah. It's not quite as slick. But,
exactly.
And there's things, you know, we talk about, you know, things that are available through Pepper's Parties, and there's cell, sheets.
We do. We do. We have some.
Which are very conducive to not slipping and sliding.
We have some of the plastic sheets,
right,
that are good for like Nuru massages and whatnot.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Cool. Lower body stuff. You know, we talked a little bit about knees.
Right.
Had surgery, hips. There. And speaking, you know, professionally from a, from a therapist point of view, you also may be under some type of precaution from your physician.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, knee meniscus, you can't bend more than 100 degrees for a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Your hips, for a year after you've had a hip replacement, you know, you can't rotate your hips.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you might risk that, you know, doing something to that surgery that might, you know, compromise the integrity of your joint.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you really, really think about your position. So, you know, try new things, try different things. And, you know, and maybe invest in some good cushions and, you know, an S chair or some type
Absolutely.
Of positioning device. Because just because you have an injury or a disability or pain or even fear of pain or fear of hurting yourself
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your intimacy.
That's such an important thing to remember, because a lot of times people will use that and maybe sometimes as a crutch or as an excuse or whatever, but that's really important is to talk about things with your partner and, you know, discuss different ways that we can make this work.
Right.
You know, let's make it work. It what we've done in the past might not work anymore,
right,
or might not work for a while. So maybe change a little bit of lifestyle,
right,
or
what's worked for you before may not work anymore.
Absolutely.
So what do you do? Be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it ruin your intimacy. Maybe you have to do something a little different. Maybe you have to say, excuse me, pardon the intimate interruption.
And it's intimate interruption, yeah.
My back hurts.
Uh-huh.
Can we go with it? Can we do something
Let's
else?
Let's do something different. Absolutely. And I think just taking that with a little bit of a sense of humor and be okay with that and don't get too upset about it.
Yeah.
Just
be nice to your body.
Exactly.
Right.
And be nice to each other. And if your partner says,
I don't know how else to
switch.
Do it. That's the only way I can do it. Well,
but I mean, like,
yeah,
I was saying,
you need to have a conversation.
Yeah, if your partner in the middle of it says, "I can't do this,"
right,
then that's okay.
Yeah.
Find another way to make it work.
Right.
Make it work.
Yeah, I think it's all worth it.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, thanks, Kathy.
So, thank you, Jan.
We're going to continue this conversation about some more body parts.
Absolutely.
Upper extremities, neck. You know,
and other
issues,
disabilities,
like,
and issues.
You know, people who have head injuries or headaches or
mm-hmm.
Aneurysms.
I'm going to talk about in
like
our
that.
Next session segment. I'm going to talk about my brain aneurysm and what that meant
story.
About sex too.
Yeah,
catch you on the next
it.
Time.
Definitely.
Part two of sexual positions as we mature.
Pardon the interruption.
Yes, indeed. If I could talk you into wine, that would be great.
Yeah, I could use a little half a glass of wine. Well, you were like dead asleep. Yeah, you're standing there, your face is all relaxed, your eyes are half closed.
Y'all have met, right? Maybe once or twice.
I have I do have an 8 o'clock appointment.
Yeah, we should wrap this up.
No, I mean, I'm talking to him. I need your support. Don't fall asleep. We both have to drive.
Well, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, y'all are in separate vehicles today.
No. Oh. Well, somebody still has to finish 45 minutes worth of online training. So you get to spend all day in training Thursday.
Thank you. Oh, that's a big glass.
No pink cup in there. Oh, no, he's getting it. Oh, I need a new bra because this one itches. Oh gosh, I know. I showed her.
I showed you.
A couple of weeks ago, I kind of fell asleep in the tanning bed on my tummy because I was like, oh, well, I'll flip over on my tummy because I did my backside the last time. And, it's like a roasting spigot. You know, you have to do both sides. Oh.
There is another one.
It's okay. But
look
so,
in the utility room fridge.
So I fell asleep. It's okay. You don't have to open a new box.
You could have half of this. I'm like,
yeah. I have a line. I think you can see it on the side.
I can't see
more,
it.
But so, like, the middle third of my body is like darker. There's a line. But it was sunburned. I have a pretty bad burn.
Give it a day and it'll even out.
I'll do a spray tan on Friday.
Venus, are you comfortable? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know, if you're comfortable.
Oh, we need a picture like that with her head on the pillow. Like that. Put your head back down.
You can't force that.
Okay, take a picture. Ready?
Photo. Photo op. She's very photogenic. Ratcliffe was not. He was shy. You go to take his picture, and he'd look at the wall. He'd be like, don't look at me. Don't take my photo. Do not take my photo. Yes. Like, she's so photogenic.
Right.
Ratcliffe. Let's see. Oh, yeah. With that eye,
the
like,
eye,
oh,
like,
I'm watching you from
my
eye. I'm watching you from my eye.
We've got to turn that into a meme. I mean, seriously, you could make $1 million off of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good meme. No.
Like, you can actually take it into a quiz. What
does
she really say?
A, B.
Oh.
Okay. So this time, you want to do a quick recap. The same intro, same.
Venus is still with us.
Remind us, you know, what we're talking about, and then recap of, you know, we talked about two of the most common interruptions in intercourse, intimacy, lovemaking, whatever you want to call it, sex.
Mm-hmm. I think sex.
Sex, yeah. That interferes with having a good time in the bedroom. And then, there are some other issues, and we wanted to quickly cover, you know, issues with the body, but also maybe some problems with cardiovascular problems, head injuries, aneurysm, stroke, paraplegia, and then, you know, even fear, because I think that's where your story relates to it, is that you may not have been as much at risk of injuring yourself as you were afraid of injuring yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, And that in itself can interfere with intimacy. It puts a barrier between you and your ability to relax and release.
And I'll talk about how we focused more on intimacy rather than sexual relations.
Yeah.
That, you know, we held each other more.
Right.
In your
experience, right.
We slow danced and
right.
You know, we did other things to be
upright things.
Upright things, yes. Like slow dancing. As opposed to, you know.
Okay.
All right. About ready? I think we can wing it.
Yeah.
I think we're good. I think we got this. Hello, and welcome to Sexy Secrets Radio, where we talk about sex, romance, and relationships. Laugh and learn with us through our educationally entertaining podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Pepper, and my co-host is with me, Dr. Jan from Southern Physical Therapy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
So we have just spent a little bit of time talking about a subject that I think pertains a lot to our project of relationships to the ages.
Right. So if you're new to us, we're talking about relationships, ages, and, you know, our bodies don't work the same way they did
change
when they were
time.
In our 20s. So
right.
What do we do about that? And so we're talking more about positions
mm-hmm.
and how that relates as we get a little bit older.
Right.
Our previous segment, we talked about back pain, and we talked about a little bit about hip pain and a little bit about knee pain.
Right.
So those are some of the more common mm-hmm. ones. But in this section, we wanted to talk about some other things
yeah.
that may deter you physically
yeah.
from
something that you may not be exactly aware of. And we do see a lot of these issues as a physical therapist and, you know, as a from your perspective as an expert in sexual health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got physical issues such as, you know, back pain, leg pain, hip pain. What about shoulder issues? I mean, that takes a lot of people out of the game for a while.
Can I just tell you that I have a shoulder sex injury?
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
I do. I've probably torn something. I did.
Did you tear a rotator cuff having sex?
I might have. Like, it's been a year ago.
No, seriously, no, it's not funny.
I know.
It can happen.
I know. But I still can't do doggy style the way that I want to do doggy style.
See, mm-hmm. that's an issue. So
it
what
is.
If that's like the one position that you really love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you can't do it anymore. Or you can't do it for as long.
Or have to adapt
right,
to it.
Right, you have to adapt, you have to adjust.
And I think that's what this show is about, is adapting and adjusting and finding new ways to make
right.
things work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative. Communicate. Oh, yeah. So if you heard that little grunt. That was not Dr. Jan. This is our other co-host, and this is Venus, my dog. And
Venus has made her spot in the middle of the couch where we're sitting having a conversation.
She is chilled out and not really concerned that we're on the radio
right.
at all.
Got her head in your lap.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you can do – there's a lot of things. Even like think about carpal tunnel.
Yeah,
you can't do certain
problems,
positions
yeah.
with carpal
arthritis
tunnel
in your hands,
mm-hmm.
right? And even things, you know, the upper body tends to take care of the more things that you need to have dexterity for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe using your hands in certain sexual pleasures,
mm-hmm.
using your mouth in certain sexual pleasures.
Maybe you have TMJ,
right? So, you know, maybe you have neck arthritis or problems. Maybe you had neck surgery and you can't perform oral
mm-hmm.
sex.
What do you do if you have TMJ?
So
use your hands. Use your hands.
Use your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to interject
yep.
another anecdote here. So I have and there's, you know, this is total anonymity, but I've had experience, a conversation with a person who honestly, you know, came to me as a professional,
mm-hmm.
As a physical therapist, and said, you know, I have this problem. And because of a neck injury and surgery, she could no longer be as vigorous in their, you know, sharing of intimacy as she wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sat there and brainstormed ways that, you know, alternatives,
mm-hmm.
ways that she can do that. Say, okay, so instead of you leaning over and bobbing up and down, why don't you sit in a chair, have him either stand or lean
into you.
Sure.
You
know, and make that a, you know, change the body mechanics.
Just modify it.
Change the way you do things. It doesn't mean you have to change the meaning of it. It's just, you know, it's just allowing yourself to be open to new ideas, new ways.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that can even be more exciting and more intimate.
Absolutely.
You don't do the same old all the time.
Absolutely. It might just be your way of getting yourself out of your rut, and you don't even know it.
Which is also part of having a relationship as you age.
That you could not have even said it any better than that. That's perfect.
That's cool.
Perfect.
Okay. The other thing I think that, you know, besides shoulders and elbows and jaws and, you know, neck pain and stuff like that, what about maybe injuries and disabilities that
mm-hmm.
affect the position that you have sex in, that are due to other problems, stroke, aneurysms. This is where I think your story really has a lot of impact.
So I'll tell you, for those of you who don't know me, I'll tell you my story. 2.5 years ago, I had a brain aneurysm. I should not be here. Medical doctors have said to me that I should not still be alive.
Yeah.
So I am a miracle that I'm still here, and I take every day seriously. Let me tell you what happened to us sexually during that time. I was told that I can't even bend over and pick up a piece of paper.
Right.
Because bending put my head in an awkward position.
Right. It changed the pressure gradients of the
right.
Yeah. You know, blood. Guess what else?
Guess what else also changes pressure in your brain?
Mm-hmm.
Orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
So I was terrified. You talked about fear,
right, fear.
Earlier. I was terrified of having an orgasm.
Right.
I was terrified of the physical activity and what that would do to me.
Right.
So it was, what do you think, honey, about 9 months?
That's a long time.
A year.
Almost a year
that we didn't have intercourse.
Wow.
But I was afraid of dying.
Well, yeah.
So, There's that.
Yeah.
So
sacrifices.
Yeah. So what do you do during that year? For us, we did a lot of slow dancing in the bedroom. We talked a lot. We held each other. Mm-hmm. We loved on each other,
which
not sexually, but
intimacy.
Yeah. It was we kept our intimacy, and we were very close during that time,
mm-hmm.
But sex wasn't happening because
right.
we were both afraid.
Right.
Both of us, not just me,
and not just physically,
uh-huh.
but emotionally,
mm-hmm.
also.
It was
you know.
It was a very, very scary time. So
So
sometimes those kind of things. There are other things you can do. You know, some couples might have gotten angry with each other or, you know, not been able to, he totally distracted me
Sorry.
With that. but I mean, there's a lot of couples that might've drifted apart.
Right. It could have been a rift in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, another thing that happens over time is sometimes you either grow apart or grow together.
And we chose to grow together. We chose to stay strong.
Yeah.
Even though we couldn't have that deep intimacy, you know, we chose to stay strong mm-hmm. together.
Because you knew if you did that you'd both come out on the other end.
And we knew that once mm-hmm. I had that yearly appointment and they gave me the go-ahead, mm-hmm. that we'd be good to go.
Right.
But when a doctor tells you
you might not want to do this,
have
yeah.
sex, mm-hmm. then you should not. Like, there's
yeah.
a life-threatening reason that you
right.
should not do
right.
this.
Yeah, because it is an extremely physical act,
mm-hmm.
not only emotionally. It uses all of your body systems.
Mm-hmm.
It uses all your sensories. It uses your heart, your lungs.
Like, okay, so you said heart.
Your brain.
So let's say that your heart doctor says,
mm-hmm.
nope,
you're not healthy enough to have sex.
Yeah,
we've
like
that
commercial,
before.
Like
right.
the Cialis commercial.
Ask your
says.
Doctor if you're healthy enough for sex. You may not be as a, you know, maybe 69-year-old heart attack survivor.
Mm-hmm. And so I think a fair question to ask your doctor is, you know, don't be afraid, even
mm-hmm.
though not all doctors are as open as you are. Don't be afraid to just point blank
yeah.
ask your doctor, well, what is it can I do?
Right.
Can I receive a blowjob?
Right.
Can I give a blowjob?
Right. Can I sit down and have someone sit on me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So find out exactly
right.
what you can and cannot do.
Right. And if they're, you know, if your physician or medical professional, you know, is not open to, you know, giving you advice or sharing, you know what?
Find another doctor
or, you know, get some more information, educate yourself.
Or talk to another healthcare professional.
Right.
Maybe you have a fantastic heart doctor and he's great at hearts, but he can't talk about sex.
Right.
Because that's kind of common in the medical field for whatever reason.
Right.
So get a medical professional that
yeah.
you can talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we talked about head injuries and aneurysms. I think your story is just absolutely amazing. You know, even if it's not a physical problem, maybe, you know, after some type of head injury like that, maybe you have a different perspective on personality
mm-hmm.
that you have to deal with. Maybe that doesn't address positions as much from a physical standpoint, but this is just something that kind of crossed my mind. What about, you know, a person who maybe is being reintroduced to having sex after a long period of time?
Mm.
And they're not exactly sure what they're supposed to do physically, maybe can't perform a physical act like that.
Well, and say for a female, you know, for a female, she's been say maybe a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
She may experience
yeah.
some pelvic floor pain.
There you go. Right.
And
there are definitely physical positions and different ways you can, you know, be creative with your body as far as mechanics, positioning, you know, entry angles, things like that,
mm-hmm.
that are more conducive to being comfortable and
mm-hmm.
not eliciting pain, which is going to, you know, that sharp pain or that, you know, really dull discomfort, you're just like, I'm done. You know, and that's what interrupts intimacy. That's
mm-hmm.
the, pardon me, I'm done.
Yeah.
Intimate interruption.
And sometimes
right there.
It just means that we need,
you know,
a different bottle of lube.
That's what I was going for.
Oh,
so
good.
What about lubrication?
So especially as we get older, which I love a good silicone lube,
mm-hmm.
and this wasn't necessarily going to be a lube conversation, but I think it's relevant.
Yeah.
But as we get older, especially first women, either a hybrid or a thicker silicone,
mm-hmm. yeah, might be more
can
conducive.
Sometimes,
right.
especially for your
right.
back, the back part of
mm-hmm.
the vagina, sometimes needs some
a little
thicker,
bit extra, a little bit thicker
cushiony kind
right.
of kind of loop.
Couple that, see where I got, ha ha ha. Couple that with maybe a little change of angle.
Yeah.
You know, so using a positioning device like the inner cushion off of an S chair
or a
wedge.
The wedge is good too, mm-hmm. because it can prop your butt up.
Right. So you don't have to hold yourself up,
mm-hmm.
but it changes the angle of entry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with, you know, proper lubrication and proper positioning, there's no reason why you have to sacrifice your intimacy.
Absolutely.
Just because of a physical or, you know, possibly even a pelvic issue.
Yeah, I mean, because like with a wedge, what it'll do is it'll prop your butt up so that you're not having to, like, pelvic thrusts are great.
Right.
And they're a wonderful form of physical therapy.
And you should be practicing those even without...
And so talk about that for just a second. I think that's a good therapy thing. Why should we do pelvic thrusts,
right.
and what are they exactly?
Well, the low back and the SI joint and the hip joints all form together in a complex pelvic area.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of issues that we want to talk about: flexibility. And that could be joint movement as well as muscle flexibility,
mm-hmm.
and strength.
Mm.
And so if you avoid using any of those movements of your pelvis, say you've had back surgery or you're afraid of pain or you've had an injury or a fall, you know, a tailbone injury, whatever, or even postpartum, so after you've had a baby.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
Right. So you may be avoiding using those injuries. And another thing that's really common as we grow older is the pelvic muscle wasting. And, you know, that basically means if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And so you get weakness in some of the muscles that help the motions of your pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing that says you can't get that back. And, you know, for some people it's a little more difficult. It comes easier if you're younger.
As you're younger, your muscles rejuvenate better,
right.
than when you're older.
You've got good hormones and you've got good activity levels. So, you know, there are options available. So I do physical therapy for pelvic floor rehabilitation,
mm-hmm.
both pelvic floor muscles and hip muscles and pelvic muscles on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can, you know, rehabilitate back to a point where movement is normal.
And she's fantastic. If you've never had her work
you.
On you, she is amazing.
So look us up. You know, I'm Dr. Jan with Southern Physical Therapy, pelvic floor specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Pepper with Pepper's Parties 2 and Sexy Secrets Radio. But so we're talking about, you know, you don't have to sacrifice intimacy just because you can't do it the same way you've always done it before.
Absolutely. Get a little creative. Find some tools, some pillows, some positioning devices.
Sit down and have a conversation. Just
talk about it. Say, look, you know, when we do this, I used to love it, but now it's killing me. Mm-hmm. You know,
can we try something different?
Let's do something different. Because nobody wants to see their partner in pain, right?
Right. And it totally kills the moment.
It does. It is a total buzzkill. And it's funny because it's hard to have an orgasm when you're in pain.
Right.
But if you can have an orgasm, orgasms are natural pain relievers.
Yeah.
So they actually help with your pain. It releases those endorphins. Those oxytocins, like, it's as good as any pain medication.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, not if you've broken a leg kind of medication, but I mean,
it can take your mind off of that too.
It can certainly help. So
Right. Keep
in mind there's some wonderful hormone releases that come out of orgasms.
Exactly.
And even I'll say this too, even if you're a single person, love yourself. And have a release of hormones so that you can have some natural pain relievers I mean, seriously, that's a thing.
Alternative methods of pain management. That's great.
I'm dead serious.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
But so to kind of wrap it up, because I know I don't want to go over time here, we're talking about intimacy and how that's interrupted
mm-hmm.
by not just pain, but about difficulty.
Or it can be lack of endurance. It can be
mm-hmm.
arthritis. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's so many different things. It can be back pain, neck pain, hip pain. I mean, we all got as we get older.
Right.
If you don't have pain, I want to meet you and shake your hand because most of us do.
Right.
And I have to say, since I had my aneurysm, and it's not really all that original of a saying, but it's something that I'm kind of living by is, I got a few sayings, but one of them is getting old sucks. Like it hurts. It's uncomfortable.
Right.
You got to be poked and prodded.
Right.
But the alternative
sucks too.
Sucks even worse.
Right.
So like, let's just make it fun. Let's make sex fun.
Right.
You might have to do it a little bit
Don't
differently
let it stop you.
Than you used to do it, but keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm. And if you have specific questions or concerns, you know, we have information on the podcast site,
mm-hmm.
on our
website. And if you're not listening to our website, it's KathyPepperSeminars.com.
Mm-hmm. We've got,
and we've got other there about like
some of the issues that we brought up in tonight's
mm-hmm.
Talk. So
female sexual health.
But you can call us.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us.
We're pretty,
you know,
easy to get in touch with.
Yeah, just come on, bring it on. Let's talk. Let's
mm-hmm.
get some questions going. Let's help you with some problems. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. So tonight is all about finding different positions and helping you not pardon your interruptions.
Right.
So
keep
that
it going.
You can keep you can keep things going. So
don't
give up and keep it going.
Yeah. Thanks, Kathy. We had a great time tonight.
We did. And Venus is comfortably relaxing, snoring in my lap. All righty. We'll catch you next show. Have a great night.
Good night, y'all.